Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Security. I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong song. I've been in the right vein, but it seems like a wrong on. I've been in the right world, but it seems like a wrong. See my life shaking with every who I meet. Refried confusion as I'm making itself clear. Wonder which way do I go to get on out of here. Cause I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I took the right road, but it must have took a wrong train. I took the right move, at the wrong time. I've been in the right trip, but I'm made in the wrong call. My head is in a good place, and I wonder what it's bad for.
Wrong side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe. And as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays, 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio Archives, CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish, including some of that hoodoo. A little bit of funky stuff there. Dr. John, right place, wrong time. Of course, a big hit for Dr. John, released in April of 1973. Single from his album, In the Right Place. And obviously his biggest hit single, at least in terms of popular radio. But Dr. John celebrating a birthday this week. Malcolm John Rebenack, born November 20th, 1941, of course, in New Orleans, Louisiana. And we lost Dr. John June 6, 2019, age 77. But I thought, you know, Dr. John, such a huge influence on so many different scenes. Why not do a handful of tunes that Dr. John wrote that other people did? Now let's go back to 1972 with a song that Dr. John wrote called Jump Sturdy. This is Manfred Mann's Earth Band. It's the wrong side of the tracks.
Bye.
station house.
that stuff I use. You can think it's evil, you can think it's true. You can let this lesson be a message to you. Or you can let this message be a lesson to you. Give us a dawn now.
Lights out. I'm glad now.
you do when the lights go out? Mother looked at me, she was a peeper through the window. When she looked at me, boy, you thought I was a sinner. Lights out, the lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what to do when the lights go out. Loving on the front post, sitting on a swing, I can almost hear those wedding bells ring. Lights out, lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what to do when the lights go you do when the lights go out. Now we're mad and we bought a little house with a mad little sister, but the lights went out. Lights out, lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what you do when the lights go out.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that was a hot rocking little rockabilly number. Lights Out is the name of the tune from 1958. Jerry Byrne is the artist who recorded it. He was a singer from the New Orleans area. And that was his one big hit, 1958, written by his cousin, Dr. John. So there you go. Sometimes it's who you know, not what you know. Dr. John, Lights Out. Again, that released in June 1958. By the way, the piano on that tune played by frequent Dr. John collaborator Art Neville of the Neville Brothers. So there you go. Before that, we gave you a track by Wilson Pickett, written by Dr. John. Song is called, Lord Pity Us All. And ain't that the truth? Released on Wilson Pickett's Right On album from 1970. He was the first to record that tune, written by Dr. John. Before that, we gave you a number called Let This Be a Lesson to You, as performed by the Greg Allman Band on Greg Allman's 1977 album, Playing Up a Storm. That song was co-written by Greg Allman and Dr. John. And starting off the block, a song originally released and recorded by Dr. John in 1968 called Jump Sturdy. And we gave you the Manfred Mann Earth Band version from 1972 off of their self-titled album of the same year. And again, Dr. John, born November 20th, celebrating a birthday. All right. So let's go now into some new stuff. We're going to start this block off with an artist who I have definitely played on this show before. Just dropped her fifth studio album. The album is called Do You Recall? And we're going to give you the title track off it right now. This is Dory Freeman, and this is Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I start to daydream and I'm back here again. The words come back to me just like an old friend. You said I love you, I've got to have you, don't go nowhere. You wore your overalls all winter long. I heard you outside kick into a dead song. End up above, the sun was shining like an angel's veil.
Texas home. I'd rather sing this song at the country store. Ain't it funny how their jewelry turns to rust, and the songs they play are covered up in dust? Well, if you're looking for a dance, you'll find it there in the golden crystal kingdom on the square.
You got your severance check and your divorce decree. Not much of a settlement, and you don't feel quite free, 'cause you got lawyer's fees and you got two bad knees. You head home again. It's a hard right turn down a one-way street to the corner of redemption and chagrin. There's no bucking up when you keep breaking down, and every track just lead you back to this go-nowhere town. You pull your car around, it makes a funny sound. Not funny like a joke, more like a cloud of smoke. Park in a loading zone and set out on your own, heading home again. It's a hard right turn down a one-way street to the corner of redemption and chagrin. There's no bucking up when you keep breaking down, and every track just leads you back to this go-nowhere town. Home is where you go, and they have to take you in. It's where you hang your hat or your head. Home is where they know when you don't win a place or show up, where the winners go with horns to blow. Go, and they have to take you in. It's where you hang your hat or your head. And home's where they know when you don't win a place or show up, where the winners go with horns to blow. And you gotta tell your old man you got no future plan. And you gotta tell your mom to leave the porch light on, put on a plausible sham on instant Snapchat gram. You head home again. It's a hard right turn down a one-way street to the corner of redemption and chagrin. There's no bucking up when you keep breaking down, and every track just leads you back to this go-nowhere town. Every track just leads you back to this go-nowhere town.
Oh, won't you tell the mailman I got a new address? It's been 30 long years looking for what I lack. And you can mark those letters, return to sender, 'cause Lord knows where I'm going, they're gonna send them back. I'm tired and young, I've come up short far too long. If living is flying, I'm dying to know where my life has gone. 'Cause I'm trying to get by, just living fancy free. Keep hearing a voice inside me saying all is for nothing. I got a new address. It's been 30 long years looking for what I lack. And you can mark those letters, return to sender, 'cause Lord knows where I'm going, they're gonna send them back. I want to crawl down the hill like a waterfall. It's days like these I could give it all, a way to live below the sun. I could give up now, run away and restart, but I'll keep my eyes on the prize, like it's the last train out of the yard. The painted lines on the highway got us safely across the land. but I know this sorrow. Like the creases in the palm of my hand. And won't you tell the mailman I got a new address? It's been 30 long years looking for what I lack. And you can mark those letters, return to sender. Cause Lord knows where I'm going, they're gonna send them back. Lord knows where I'm going, they're gonna send them back.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, four brand new songs from four fantastic artists. That was the Resonant Rogues out of North Carolina. Really dig that tune and dig the new album. Self-titled album that just released on November 10th. And we gave you the track, Tell the Mailman. That's a great tune. You can find a whole album at theresonantrogues.bandcamp.com. Before that, we gave you an artist, Kristen Granger and True North, who just dropped a new album on the 10th called Fear of Falling Stars. And they're out of Oregon, and we just gave you a track right there called Go Nowhere Town. I think we have all been in Go Nowhere Town at some point in our lives. Most of us have, anyway. And you can find that album at Kristen Granger, True North, drop the and, .bandcamp.com. Before that, we gave you an artist by the name of Vincent Neil Emerson, who just dropped a new record called The Golden Crystal Kingdom, and it is fantastic, and we gave you the title track off of that. You can find more at VincentNeilEmerson.com. And starting off the block, Dory Freeman, an artist who we've played on this show several times before, Do You Recall, title track off of her new album that just dropped on the 17th. You can find more at DoryFreeman.com. All right. So as usually happens, or sometimes happens with this next block, I hear a song during the week before I sit down to record, and then I just start rabbit-holing. And I start listening to tunes I haven't listened to in a long time and think, hey, this will make a good block for the show. That's how that works. And we're going to start with a song from 1975 by a guy who is more famous as a songwriter than a performer, but he did put a record out in 1975 called Bar Rooms to Bedrooms that spawned a couple top 10 hits, including this one. This is David Wills. There's a Song on the Jukebox. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I want a drink, and here's a 20, and bring my change and dimes. There's a song on the jukebox I want to hear a thousand times. It used to be our love song, we played it here before. So let's be sure it's playing when she walks through that door. You see, I had her, but then I lost her. But I've got one more change tonight, and if she hears it playing, maybe things waitress, take a handful. I just got to hear that song, and I wait here for my baby if it takes me all night long. I'm sure it's nowhere near the greatest love song. She comes, and Lord, she's smiling, cause she just heard that song, and I just got a feeling that tonight we're going home. I want a drink, And here's a 20 and break my change in dimes, 'cause there's a song on the jukebox I want to hear a thousand times. Does she seem a little She'll just say, an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself. I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my troubles. I'm drinking doubles. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles.
This time, if you want me to come back, it's up to you. But remember, I won't allow the things you used to do. You're gonna have to toe the mark and walk the line. This time will be the last time. This time, if I should feel unwanted, I won't stay. Each tomorrow will depend on the love you give today. It's all up to you, but keep in mind, this time will be the last time. This time should be anything like the other time. This time will be the last time. This time should be anything like the other time. This time will be the last time.
Cussing that old machine with a couple of girls hanging on my back. Then the phone started ringing and Mo started screaming,
"Hey Joe, it's your old lady, she's mad. She let her fingers do the walking till she's found out where you're at."
And she said,
"Hello, I ain't here, you better get on home, or else he's gonna find me and the baby gone. If I had to come down after him, he's gonna wish she'd have come to the phone. So tell her I ain't here, we better get on home."
Understand just how much I love this old honky-tonk atmosphere.
when the telephone starts to ringing. It scares the hell right out of her man. And I holler out loud, if that's for me, Mo, tell her I ain't here.
But she said,
hello, I ain't here. He better get on home, or else he's gonna find me and the baby gone. If I have to come down after him, he's gonna wish he'd have come to the phone. So tell old I ain't here, he better get on home. So tell old I ain't here, he better get on home.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, five tunes from the 1970s. That's pretty much what they have in common. And you know, I host another show on this station on Thursday and Friday nights called the Metal Dad Radio Show. Of course, it is heavy metal in all of its forms. My co-host, the Candyman, not a huge fan of old country music. There's a handful of songs he digs. Most of them are from his childhood. And every now and then he'll say, I don't like the goofy lyrics. This is one of those songs where it's just goofy lyrics, but I love it to death. That's Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley from their 1979 album, Just Good Old Boys. It was the first of their duo records. They put out a handful. Tell O I Ain't Here, he better get on home. It's a goofy number. I dig it. Before that, Waylon Jennings, This Time, from 1974. Of course, title track off of a phenomenal album of the same name. That song went to number one for Waylon in 1974, released April of that year. Before that, King of the Honky Tonks, Gary Stewart, doing a track called She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles, released in March of 1975. By the way, I was born in March of 1975. That song went to number one on the country charts in 1975 as well. Written, by the way, by a guy named Wayne Carson, who also... he wrote dozens of songs, including Always On My Mind, which, of course, Willie Nelson made famous. Before that, Conway Twitty, giving you a number. That's When She Started to Stop Loving You, from his 1970 album, To See My Angel Cry. That's When She Started to Stop Loving You. So there you go. And starting off the block, David Wills, off of his 1975 album, Barrooms to Bedrooms, giving you the track, There's a Song on the Jukebox. And again, that was one that I heard earlier in the week. I really dig that tune. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to play this. And then I just rabbit holed through the 1970s, finding tunes that I wanted to throw out for you guys. So there you go. All right. Time for us now to go into our final track. But I want to give a heads up because we are coming to the close of the calendar year, which means a couple things. The month of December, we are going to be celebrating our top Americana albums of 2023. Not in any particular order. We're just going to go back and celebrate some of the records that I've really been enjoying over the last year, the last 12 months. And then the last week in December and first week in January, Wrong Side of the Tracks will be on a little holiday hiatus. So we've got about 4 or 5 shows left together until we flip the calendar to 2024. I also want to take this moment to just wish you all of my listening audience, a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday weekend, however you choose to celebrate it, and whatever it means to you, I hope it brings happiness your way. So we're going to finish off the show the way we always do, as a tribute to Mr. Man, Willie Nelson, my all-time favorite musician. And he's got an album celebrating anniversary. Shocker. I know, we could do this every week. But November 21st, 2011, he put out a record called Remember Me, Volume 1. And it was basically just a bunch of covers. Very, very famous country tunes from the previous 50, 60 years of country music. Songs you'd recognize. 16 Tons, Why Baby Why, I'm Moving On by Hank Snow. This Old House, his version is fantastic. He does another rendition of Sunday Morning Coming Down. That's at least the second or third time he had recorded that Kris Kristofferson tune, Release Me. And this Merle Haggard number, which closes out the album, and I really dig Willie's version of this. This is Willie Nelson. This is Ramblin' Fever. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
old songs. And I don't leave the highway long enough to bog down in the mud. I got rambling fever in my blood. I caught this rambling fever long ago, when I first heard a lonesome whistle blow. If someone said I ever gave a damn, then them sure told you wrong. I've had rambling fever all along. Rambling fever, the kind that can't be measured by a degree. Rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease. There's times I'd like to lay down on the sofa and let some pretty lady rub my back. Spend the early morning drinking coffee, talking about when I'll be coming back. But I don't let no woman tie me down. I'll never get too old to get around. I wanna die along the highway, right away, like some old highline pole. Restless rambling fever in my soul.